Well, good morning. It's good to see everybody out. We have a little smaller crowd this morning, but where two or three are gathered, God has promised, there am I in the midst. Thank you, Jay, for what you shared this morning. I was actually planning on sharing on Psalms 103 a little bit, but that's okay. We were thinking in the same direction, I think. Several years ago, I used to love, and I still do love, Psalms 103. That's my favorite chapter in Psalms, and I decided I'm going to memorize that, so I always have it with me. And so sometimes at night when I wake up, just lay in bed or something, I'll quote that, or I'll think, you know, how it goes, and over and over, roll that over in my mind. And there's a lot of good promises in that chapter, especially where it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And then in the beginning, I have it in the King James. I'm sorry. For some reason, my brain has everything in the King James. So, but it's interesting. Your version is interesting as well. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. There's so much in there. He redeems our life from destruction, and he forgives us all our iniquities. Sometimes, you know, Satan tries to make us believe that, well, you know, you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty. But God took away that guilt. He forgave us all our iniquities. To think of that verse where it says, he has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, this morning, the announcements. This evening we have small groups. And I think we're going to do what we used to do over in New Life, is maybe we'll have the leaders get up and just share where we're going tonight, and just each one of you leaders. So I'll open it up this time. Go for it.
Guess I have the mic, so I'll go first. Ed's group's joining our group, and we're going to be singing for Abe Mast's wife. She has cancer and not doing very well, so we'll be meeting there at 6 o'clock.
Our small group got canceled because of us being sick, so we're not doing anything tonight, unfortunately. So sorry about the rest of the group, but yeah, I guess if they want to join a different group, that would be fine too. It would be Dwayne and Emily. Who else is on our group? I can't think right now. Dwayne and Christina, Lonnie and Julia. So if you guys want to join a different group, ask around. That'd be fine.
Yeah, our small group is planning to get together at my wife's parents to sing, visit a little bit, and then we'll get together across the road for supper. And yeah, if the group that canceled, if you want to join us, just let me know.
Well, I think you know where our group is going, going with Joe's group tonight, so. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing them, and I do personally know this couple that we're going to go sing for.
Ted, if anybody feels free to, obviously there would be two couples, so feel free to contact one of us if you're interested in joining.
All right, thank you for that. And continuing with announcements, Joe Yoder from New Life just wanted to make sure we thank the church for the donation that we gave him. And also, let's pray for them. I guess Caitlin lost her hair, and they're kind of in a low spot right now. And also for Kevin and Regina, they're also struggling. I think Regina lost her hair as well, and pretty low spot in their life as well. So let's remember to pray for them, and if it works, let's encourage them as well. That means a lot. This morning for the missionaries, Usually we just do Paul and Darlene, but I'm going to have two of you guys contact Paul and then two ladies contact Darlene. How's that? I think that should work. So do we have two volunteers to contact Paul this week? Okay, one, two, all right. How about Darlene, two ladies, one? Okay, two, all right, thank you. And as for Kyle as well, and we have two for Kyle, one. Okay, we got another one, thank you. Thank you for that. And also I'm gonna mention March 2nd, which would be a Monday night, we would like to have a SEMA meeting for all those that are on SEMA. It's pretty much mandatory that you show up. Not that we're going to come get you out of your house and pull, take you up there, but 7 o'clock at New Life, 7 o'clock in the evening, we're going to have a meeting with all the SEMA members. And we're going to have a great speaker. It's going to be my wife, sorry. All right, does anybody else have an announcement? I'll open it up. Anybody have an announcement?
So we missed a very important announcement. Conrad Ryland has a birthday on Friday, so just want to say happy birthday. We missed it.
This is more just an information. My brother John is at Pure Life Ministries, and they have a every year they have a it's 40th anniversary conference, and it's open to the public. If anybody has anybody has any interest in going, you just look it up on their website. You can find information there. It's Thursday, starts Thursday afternoon, and then Friday and Saturday, April 30th, May 1st and 2nd. And if you want to stay for Sunday, you can also stay for Sunday and go to chapel with the people there. So, yeah, if anybody has an interest, I'm basically going to let it up to you, find your own way, do whatever. So.
Okay, I believe that's all. So we're looking forward this morning to have Nate Miller preach for us. So we'll ask him to come forward this time. And we'll pray. Father in heaven, we just come before you this morning. Lord, we just lift up this service to you. We just ask you would speak through Nate this morning. Thank you. He's consented to share the message with us. So Lord, just bless him. And just bless each one that's here. Lord, may we receive something that would give you honor and glory and that would enrich our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.